Good morning. Good morning. It's Monday, July the 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Welcome to a new week and a new opportunity to pray and to follow Jesus and to do good and to sow love. Let's join together in our prayer of consecration as we kick off this new week. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled The Gospel According to Duolingo. Our text is Acts chapter 22 this week, all week long. We're going to start with verses 1 through 5 today. Hear now the word of the Lord. Brothers and fathers, listen now to my defense. When they heard him speak to them in Aramaic, they became very quiet. Then Paul said, I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city. I studied under Gamaliel and was thoroughly trained in the law of our ancestors. I was just as zealous for God as any of you are today. I persecuted the followers of this way to their death, arresting both men and women and throwing them into prison, as the high priest and all the council can testify themselves. I even obtained letters from them to their associates in Damascus and went there to bring these people as prisoners to Jerusalem to be punished. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Paul's apostolic mojo just keeps getting better. Did you pick up in the previous reading where Paul seemingly surprised the Roman soldier by speaking to him in Greek? Then he turns and addresses the Jewish rioters in Aramaic. Did you notice that in both instances he immediately captured the attention of his hearers? When they heard him speak to them in Aramaic, they became very quiet. I never cease to be surprised by people who speak multiple languages. It's impressive. What impresses me most is to observe the other person being spoken to in their own language. It often visibly impacts them. When it comes to languages, I am a hack at best. Over the years, I've managed to learn a few words and phrases from several different languages. I use them every chance I get, and without fail, it delights the hearer. Their face usually lights up with a smile, conveying a feeling they have been seen and respected. This was the great surprise of Pentecost. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language?" That's Acts 2, verses 7 and 8. According to the Bible, the gospel will not stop until it is spoken in every language on the planet. Ultimately, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. See Philippians 2. This is the ultimate Pentecostal reversal of Babel. Note, it is not everyone speaking the same language, but everyone speaking different languages, yet saying the same thing. That is a picture of the diverse unity of the kingdom of Jesus. Given all of this, it seems like the church would be even more interested in and committed to the teaching and learning of multiple languages than the schools are, doesn't it? Why aren't our churches centers of learning languages? It's probably the most apostolic move we could ever make. Duolingo means two languages. I think my challenge is it feels lonely to try and learn a language on my own. I need a duo or more people to do it with. It's one of my great regrets, never learning to speak another language. It makes me wonder, what if I had thought of it as an act of discipleship rather than an optional elective in high school? And certainly these days it's a requirement. Even better, what if I approached learning another language as an act of love for God and for all who speak it? We have it on good evidence that the Holy Spirit will help you. The prayer of transformation. Lord Jesus, I am your witness. I long to be like you. And I know that being like you simply means you being at home and yourself in and through me. To that end, I receive your righteousness and release my sinfulness. I receive your wholeness and release my brokenness. I receive your fullness and release my emptiness. I receive your peace and release my anxiety. I receive your joy and release my despair. I receive your healing and release my sickness. I receive your love and release my selfishness. Come, Holy Spirit, transform my heart, mind, soul, and strength so that my consecration becomes your demonstration, that our lives become your sanctuary. For the glory of God our Father. Amen. The journal prompts today, how about you? Do you speak any other languages than your native one? Have you ever considered learning another language as an act of discipleship to Jesus? I'm still thinking about it, guys. I feel like it's too late for me, but I think the Lord would say different. The hymn today, we're going to sing number 439. That's called Lord Speak to Me, 439. It's a short one. It's one I've loved. I've never really sung it other than on here a couple of times at best before. Such a good prayer. I've always loved the lyrics. We'll sing all five verses. You ready? 439. Lord, speak to me that I may speak in living echoes of thy tone. As thou hast sought, so let me seek thine erring children lost and lone. O strengthen me that while I stand firm on the rock and strong in thee, I may stretch out a living hand to wrestlers with the troubled sea. Oh, teach me, Lord, that I may teach the precious things thou dost impart, and wing my words that they may reach the hidden depths of many a heart. Oh, fill me with thy fullness, Lord, until my very heart o'erflow In kindling thought and glowing word, thy love to tell, thy praise to show. Oh, use me, Lord, use even me, just as thou wilt, and when and where, until thy blessed face I see, thy rest, thy joy, thy glory share. Amen. I love that hymn. And I, it's old, but it's also, for me, new. 1872. Oh, fill me with thy fullness, Lord, until my very heart overflow. In kindling thought and glowing word, thy love to tell, thy praise to show. Well, Dios te bendiga. How about that? That's one of my Spanish phrases. God bless you. When I say that to people that are Spanish speakers, Hispanic people, people from Mexico, where that's who I most commonly would see, people from Mexico in the United States, I'll say Dios te bendiga, and I mean their face lights up. And they'll say something like igualmente, which I'm not sure what it means. But I smile like I do. That is a regret of mine, and I hope that I can repent from that and keep learning. But again, I know there are apps, there are all sorts of programs, but I just resist wanting to do it by myself. I want to learn it with somebody else. So, let's see. I've got not a lot of can do, I don't think, on that, but pray for me. It's Monday. We're getting into July now. And we're kind of on the backside of this journey with Acts. We're in chapter 22, you know, they're only 28 chapters, and it's an unbelievable story. And now we're getting into this whole situation with Paul, and he's about to make the journey to Rome. And there's so much adventure and intrigue and challenge left in it. This week we'll get into some of that challenge and see what the Lord has for us together to learn in that. But you know what? I've got to get to the field a little bit earlier than usual today, so we're going to have to call it a morning. Grab your seeds. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.